Chapter 39. In the dark, there are gasps and murmurs, and I think I hear Claire stifle a giggle. Aurora pounds her helmet on the table. Like a sister, you idiots! I loved her like a sister. What's wrong with you people? Is that all you can think about in here? You know you can love someone like that without getting all hormonal for crying out loud? God! Now will somebody turn on the damn lights? I'm numb, closing my eyes against the reality of what just happened, but I sense people scrambling for flashlights, heading for the CPU to find out what's going on. I just sit there, alone, paralyzed in the blackness. I can't remember anything ever feeling this dark. Maybe before I was born in my mother's womb, before I started. And now I'm over already. I'm going deep into the fill. There's no way the Gitanos will let me live after this, daring to break their cardinal law in front of the entire world. Aurora just signed my death sentence. I hear a sniffle. I open my eyes. It's her. I'm not alone. She's still here. I'm a dead woman, Aurora. The sniffle stops. Yes, I lied to you, Aurora. I lied to everyone. I had to change my name, my whole story, just to make it here. Do you know what the Gitanos do to people like me? Gitanos. Don't know who you're talking about. Is that another lie? The people who control Phil City. You step out of line like this. They make you disappear. Gone. Into the Phil. So, thanks for that. Don't try to turn this around on me. You should have told me the truth. I wanted to. I almost did many times. You should know that. Somewhere inside you, I think you do. I don't like lying. Lying isn't who I am. Really? Then who are you? But I have no answer. I've come so far, been reborn into something new. But what? Am I still me? Paper Faris? Am I still a filler, or am I someone that's grown comfortable putting on a mask, the mask of Robin Smith? Or am I somewhere in the middle, like my hair now, bleach blonde tips and dark brown roots? Who the hell am I? I don't have time to answer. Mike and Albert rush back. Something's up, and it's not just us. It's the main dome. We rush over to see our team leaders and more of those quarantine suit guys wildly waving their arms from behind the wall of the main dome, about 10 yards away. What the heck? Where were all these people hiding? It's like a clown car over there. And then from behind them emerges a man with a message on a tablet. It's Zach Larson. He presses the tablet against the wall, and its message reads, "Put your spacesuits on. Now."